Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. My name is Marcia Verplugen Lewis, and on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Maryland League of Conservation Voters, it's my pleasure to announce our gubernatorial endorsement of Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown and his running mate, Ken Ullman, Howard County Executive.
Thank you. Thank you.
We make this endorsement because they have a strong and robust environmental agenda addressing urgent issues, including environmental justice, climate change, and ensuring every Marylander has access to clean air, clean water, and a safe community. The Brown-Ullman administration will prioritize jobs in the clean energy sector and jobs restoring our waterways and the Chesapeake Bay. Lieutenant Governor Brown has pledged to strengthen the state's renewable energy requirements and to create a publicly accessible database of pesticide use to better protect our families' health. We are looking forward to working with the Brown-Ullman administration in expanding the environmental community to better reflect Maryland's diverse population. The Lieutenant Governor has impressed us with his strong position on environmental justice. He will work to ensure that low-income communities are not unfairly exposed to environmental hazards and to ensure clean and safe communities for all. The Maryland League of Conservation Voters commends Anthony Brown for his role in the O'Malley-Brown administration with its strong environmental track record, especially on climate change, renewable energy, and restoring the Chesapeake Bay for future generations. We are also excited to work with Ken Ullman as he continues his legacy of environmental achievement, which he furthered as County Executive Howard County. So now we urge all Marylanders who care about restoring Maryland's waterways and the Chesapeake Bay, who care about the healthy air, healthy water, and who care about protecting our open spaces, to vote for the Brown-Ullman ticket for governor and lieutenant governor. Thank you, and now I'd like to present the next governor of the state of Maryland, Anthony Brown.
Thank you very much, Marcia. Thank you very much for your leadership on environmental issues. I want to thank all of the members of the board of the League of Conservation Voters, as well as the members at large for the work that you've done year in and year out with the O'Malley-Brown administration. You've been true partners. You've been leaders and a real inspiration to our work. Hey, how you all doing? Good, good. You coming to join us?
Cutting through,
okay. So thank you, and thank you also for being here this afternoon. It's a pleasure to be able to accept the endorsement from the League of Conservation Voters on behalf of myself and Ken, and we humbly do so. I'm excited to receive this endorsement from the League of Conservation Voters because I know that we share the same vision, a stronger Maryland built on the foundation of a clean, and healthy environment. And as I travel around the state of Maryland, as I've traveled around the world, one thing I know for sure is that people want the same things regardless of where they live. And one of those is to raise a family in a clean and healthy environment. Since 1979, the Maryland League of Conservation Voters and their members have been working hard each and every day towards that shared vision. And by working together, I know that we can make that vision a reality in the years and the months to come. And we'll do it by building on the successes of the last 8 years. Over the last 8 years, we've made progress by working with Governor O'Malley, a leader who is focused on protecting Maryland's environment. Together, we've improved the quality of our air and launched the greenhouse gas reduction plan that is going to create 37,000 jobs. We've made progress in cleaning the Chesapeake Bay and promoted transit-oriented development, smart growth, and more sustainable communities throughout Maryland. Together, we've made a lot of progress, but we know that there is still a great deal of work to do. Since we launched this campaign, Ken and I have had the opportunity to be involved in discussions around the state about how we build a better Maryland for more Marylanders, and that means a cleaner, healthier environment for all Marylanders. That starts in communities just like this one right here, because no one should have to choose between affordable housing and a healthy neighborhood. We'll support community-based efforts, planting trees and building rain gardens, urban canopies, and better stormwater infrastructure. Local programs like the ones we're standing in front of today, where we're teaching our young people about their environment and helping train them for the green jobs of tomorrow. Programs like Ken has had an opportunity to lead on, Howard County's Ready program, where we're bringing state and local government together with local organizations who are focused on that same goal. Programs like the one that I had the opportunity to visit recently, and on a number of occasions over the last few years, at Masonville Cove, where we've worked with community leaders to clean up our neighborhoods and protect our environment. As we look to the future, we're going to focus on environmental justice. We'll bring stakeholders together and revitalize our Environmental Justice Commission. We'll fight for clean air, clean water in all of our communities while protecting our coastal communities from the impacts of climate change. We'll build strong, sustainable neighborhoods by investing in smart growth and public transportation, including the red and purple lines. We'll continue to generate more energy by expanding wind and solar production in Maryland by Marylanders. And we won't be afraid to apply innovative approaches to our challenges the way that Prince George's County has been doing through the use of public-private partnerships to address stormwater management runoff issues. So today is more than just an announcement. It's a commitment that the Brown-Ullman administration is going to stand up and protect Maryland's environment. And we look forward to doing that in close partnership with the League of Conservation Voters. By working together with groups like LCV, we're going to protect our resources for the next generation of Marylanders. So again, on behalf of myself and Ken, our team, and our future administration, today is more than an announcement. It is a commitment, and we're very excited to be here today. And with that, let me turn it over to hear a few words from the next Lieutenant Governor of the state of Maryland, my good friend Ken Ullman.
Thank you. The next Governor of Maryland, Anthony Brown, thank you very much for your leadership. Thank you for your partnership. It's been great to join you on this journey for the last year plus that we've been traveling the state talking about our vision for a better Maryland for more Marylanders. Let me just again thank the League of Conservation Voters. Marcia, thank you very much. Your support means the world to Anthony and I, and we can't wait to roll up our sleeves and continue to make progress. Let me also just thank the groups who helped make this specific project here in East Baltimore a reality. Civic Works and McKeldry Park. Civic Works, part of AmeriCorps, one of the reasons why we're here at this project. To Baltimore City, that's been a partner in this project. To Blue Water Baltimore for the partnership, not just here, but throughout the city, working on making improvements in the harbor. I want to, on a note of personal privilege as well, I want to recognize my friend Calvin Ball. Dr. Ball is the chair of our county council in Howard County, and he also chairs the state's Environmental Justice Commission and Commission on Sustainability, which, as Lieutenant Governor said, we are going to re-energize and revitalize, if you will, because a big part of our focus on environmental sustainability broadly is to make sure we are committed to environmental justice. So we are glad that, frankly, we chose this project to come and highlight, because it highlights the role that we all have to play, whether you're fronting the bay on the Eastern Shore, whether you're here in Baltimore City, whether you're here in Howard County, cleaning up the tributaries to the Chesapeake Bay, as we've been working hard to do, the Patapsco and the Patuxent, Little and Middle Patuxent Rivers. You know, one of the most proud days that I had as county executive was when one of the Baltimore Sun reporters nicknamed me the Green Lantern for all of the green initiatives that we undertook in Howard County. I'm proud to live in a state that's made progress on the environment. I'm proud to be running with Anthony Brown, because we are going to continue to roll up our sleeves and improve our quality of life in Maryland and make sure that we are investing in existing neighborhoods. This is evidence of a project that means we are going to continue to invest in the quality of life. As we saw those students walk through here, this is the kind of project that we need to see more of in our great city of Baltimore. So thank you all very much. It's an honor to have your endorsement, and let's continue to work hard for the next 27 days and continue to make progress. Thank you very much.
Check, check.
You want to get, okay, go ahead.
I should probably do the same thing, but.
Something we need to get back to, huh?
Yeah, that's what I believe. Because the neighborhoods need to be,
absolutely. More trees, more parks, cleaner. Yep, absolutely. Get the community involved, starting with our young people. When did that stop?
Smoking. I'm around back in that day. Smoking. This is Benoit.